tonight's matchup, Buccaneers and Falcons. I talked about this last week with a Bucky Irving featured podcast where I talked about the risk, the kind of the trap of starting Bucky Irving, on Sunday to Thursday, that either he was going to get a lot of touches on Sunday and then on Thursday, it would scale back in what really could be a three-headed backfield, or that he could fall short of being the bell cow on Sunday and then rise to the occasion on Thursday because the team is kind of holding him back a little bit because he's playing 4 days later. It's interesting that Bucky Irving, once again on Sunday, did not run very efficiently, but he was still great, or at least very good, 16 points, fantasy points, because he scored. That was the key. It didn't matter that he had only two catches. Didn't matter that he ran only whatever it was, 3.5 yards a carry, 55 yards total. It didn't matter that Rashad White and Sean Tucker were plenty involved in the backfield. Bucky Irving got you your points. Now the question is he reliable enough going into tonight's game after getting 17 touches? 17 certainly is not a lot, but the bigger issue becomes coming off the serious injury that he had, where he missed whatever it was, 8 games. Are the Bucs now looking at this backfield and saying, we don't want to overwork Bucky Irving because we don't need to? Rashad White and Sean Tucker are arguably running better, at least more efficiently, and they don't need to overwork Bucky Irving ahead of the postseason if they get to the postseason. And the fact is, they don't need Bucky Irving necessarily to even get to the postseason. They have enough depth in the backfield. So this is where the trap comes in. Do you trust Bucky Irving enough tonight to be able to start him with confidence? Or is there some concern that he might get you 14, 16 touches, same kind of yardage, but maybe he doesn't score this time? Maybe it's a little more of a Mika Ogbuka and Chris Godwin. Maybe it's a little more of Rashad White and Sean Tucker. Whatever it is, if Bucky Irving isn't scoring, can you trust him to produce? That is the big question. I don't think he's the same kind of standalone, non-TD dependent, valuable running back that he was in the opening month of the season. I think right now there's a little more risk involved, and managers need to be aware of that. On the other side of it is Bijan Robinson. Of course, you start Bijan Robinson. It's a no-brainer. In addition, it's clear that the Falcons are going nowhere, and it's going to be very interesting to see whether Robinson plays out the rest of the season. We have seen time and again, I've talked about this on the blog before, non-playoff teams magically are more likely, anecdotally, to rest their star players down the stretch because their star players might be a little bit injured. And whereas they might play through it on a playoff contending team, the team plays it safer with them if they're not a playoff contender. Robinson's coming off his second worst performance of the season. He tanked against Miami mid-season, but against Seattle, and that was kind of to be expected. Seattle has such a great run defense. But he had 22 touches. He has a lot this season. And, he will continue to be worked hard, for as long as he can handle it. He's going to finish tonight, if he plays a full game, right around 300 touches, with, 3 games to go. So the question becomes, how much do they work Bijan Robinson? And to what extent does Bijan Robinson start to phase out in the second half if Tampa Bay wins comfortably? You never know when Kirk Cousins is a quarterback. If it's a bad Cousins day, if he's throwing picks, this game could get out of hand in a hurry. Again, you start Bijan Robinson and you start Bucky Irving. I get it. You have to. And this is kind of the trap of the Thursday game, especially late season Thursday games, where the stakes for some teams are much lower, and so there is less of a reason to overwork a running back, and the stakes for other teams is much higher. And in the case of the Buccaneers, because they have that depth, they no longer need to worry about giving Bucky Irving bell cow touches. I will say this, if Irving is the clear bell cow tonight, and I am completely wrong, I'll be the first to admit that all my assessment around that backfield is completely wrong, and I will apologize for it. I believe firmly, however, that this is a much tighter backfield and has been since Bucky Irving returned because, like I said, I think the Bucks know what they're doing in making sure they have a rotation so that if any one player gets hurt, you know, they still have other guys who have been involved. It's not like they're throwing someone in off the bench. But at the same time, those other guys, Rashad White and Sean Tucker, have looked pretty good. And Bucky Irving has not looked as good as he looked last year. That is something to be concerned about. So Bijan, of course, the confidence, you've got to start him, even if he only gets you 14 points. Bucky Irving, I would be a little more cautious about Bucky Irving, that if you have another running back that you can throw out there who's pretty confident 14-plus points, I'd rather go that running back than roll the dice on Irving. I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog. Email me anytime. Good luck if you've got guys going tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.